The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 564.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is the editor of Culture and Content at Tidal, and she's also the co-founder of Her Sweat. So I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on confidence. Without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Adele Platon. Adele, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me on, Sheena. As you mentioned, I work at Tidal, which is an entertainment company and streaming service, and Her Sweat, which is also a women's fitness lifestyle site that I co-founded with my best friend.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Adele, what's your cultural background?
I am a proud Filipino woman.
Thanks for sharing that. What would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
You know, this was a quote that I just stumbled upon on Instagram. I really have no clue who said it, but it really struck a chord with me. And the quote is basically, if it doesn't evolve me, it doesn't involve me. And the reason why it, you know, resonated with me was because I really like to put my energy into things that are positive and promote my self-growth as well as my self-confidence. And so, you know, I try to stay away from negativity or anything that I feel may, you know, make me feel bad about myself.
Thanks for sharing that. That's a great quote that you mentioned. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
You know, self-confidence is just knowing what you bring to the table, knowing what your value is, and never compromising or settling for anything less than that. It's also having no fear, even if it means potentially failing, experiencing rejection, or putting yourself into situations that are way beyond your comfort zone, because it's those, you know, really uncomfortable moments that often make you into the person that you're meant to become.
Thanks for sharing that. That's a great definition. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I mean, I was painfully, painfully shy. I think that my self-confidence was born in high school. When I was younger, I would get like these progress reports from my teachers and, you know, I would get good grades, but then the comments would say lack of participation. And I was so, so shy and so nervous to even, you know, answer questions in class, not because I didn't know the material, but because I was worried or, you know, embarrassed about what my fellow classmates would think about me or my response if it happened to be wrong or if I didn't expand on it the right way. But yeah, I used to be so shy that even when I presented math homework, my knees would start buckling, I'd start stuttering, and it was just a whole mess. But you know, it really helped me to become this person who isn't as shy anymore.
Thanks for sharing that. I think as in school, we were all scared of, you know, like putting our hand up and giving an answer, whether it was right or wrong. Well, especially if it was wrong, we would feel like, you know, we were afraid of getting laughed at or people might think we're stupid. But you know, sometimes just raising our hands up is enough courage and confidence to, you know, go out there and give an answer regardless of the result. But, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized you were more than enough to go out there and be the person that you are today, have that confidence? What was that aha moment?
So I had several aha moments throughout my life that really helped my personality evolve. When I was a junior in high school, I really tried to pursue a career in music as a singer. So I would always volunteer to perform at different talent shows or events that my school would hold. And then when I got into college, I was a sophomore and Barack Obama's first inauguration made me change my major from psychology to mass communications. And from that moment on, I didn't stop. I was so relentless when it came to just going for any and every media opportunity I could find because I was so passionate about the mass communications field and about journalism. So I really feel like once I found the courage to attach passion to purpose, it became like my defense against self-doubt.
Thanks for sharing that. And I truly believe, you know, purpose and having the passion really does help us with our confidence because it's something that's bigger than us, right? Like you mentioned, you become relentless because you have something bigger than yourself.
Absolutely. You know, when you realize that it is bigger than yourself and your purpose means more than anybody's outside opinion, that confidence just skyrockets.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. So thanks for sharing that. And because of that realization, what's your life been like now?
So, you know, as part of my job, I actually interview a lot of different famous people. And it often means networking with people who, you know, I may be inspired from afar. And so now I'm not as nervous. I'm more confident when it comes to getting my point across. I am that person in the meetings every single day at work, you know, who sounds off on anything that I feel may not be right, or if I have a really strong opinion about something. I don't let what other people may think get in the way of what I believe in. And, you know, I always try to be that person who encourages the people around me to be the best version of themselves, whether it's, you know, telling my coworkers to drink more water, to work out, and then even just co-founding Her Sweat with my best friend. Like, I'm very mindful of the things that I say in person as well as online, because I never want to be associated with, you know, any negativity. And I want to be that beam of light for anybody who may need it, because you never know who's watching. But at the same time, you also want to become that best version of yourself. And even though I have my slip ups from time to time, when you realize that, you know, sometimes losses become lessons, it breeds motivation to win more.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I love you mentioned that, you know, we all slip up. It's human nature, right? I mean, the best we can do is, like you mentioned, you know, learn from it, you know, see what the lesson was behind it, and we just keep moving on. So thanks for sharing that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I mean, you know, the journey to self-confidence doesn't really end, whether you're asking for a raise at work or you're asking somebody out. Like, us women are always trying to find, you know, the courage and the guts to demand the most out of our lives, and we deserve it. My advice, though, would be to operate from a place of love, especially self-love, because it's so easy to get caught up in the optics of what an amazing, glamorous life should look like because of social media. But honestly, the real goal is to just give yourself that motivation, give yourself that validation. And then when you realize that you have your own personal glow, that light begins to attract many more blessings.
Thanks for sharing that great advice. And, you know, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Sure. My social media across all platforms is just my first and last name, Adele Platon. And yeah, if you head to Tidal or hersweat.com, you'll see more of my work on there.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Adele, you can also head on over to the taoofselfconfidence.com and search for Adele's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I'm really just grateful for Adele today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Adele.
Thank you for having me, Sheena.
Not a problem. It was an honor having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify to get your daily boost of confidence.